USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made his first of two scheduled appearances before Congress this week over the deadly Afghan withdrawal. Mr. Blinken admits Americans are still left behind enemy lines in Afghanistan, and he has no idea how many.
Going back to this weekend, we had about 100 American citizens in contact with us who seek to leave Afghanistan. Those are the Americans we're working with.
Do you have an exact number?
I can't give you an exact number.
Hurricane Nicholas made landfall near Sargent Beach, Texas, Tuesday morning as a Category 1 hurricane, threatening to bring heavy rainfall and flooding to parts of Texas and Louisiana. Nearly 234,000 households in Texas have lost power. The National Hurricane Center is reporting a tornado or two will be possible today along the upper Texas and southwest Louisiana coast. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Will it be business as usual in Afghanistan? Dan Araki explains.
With the Taliban claiming full control over all of Afghanistan, many worry about how they will enforce their rules, despite their own claims that they've reformed in some areas over the last 20 years. Representative Jerry Connolly says it's clear that the Taliban will revert to the same policies in place from the last time they ran Afghanistan. The Virginia Democrat tells CNN that he is not confident that the Biden administration has a plan to keep up counterterrorism efforts in the country.
Am I confident? No, I'm not. I believe that with the Taliban takeover complete now, including the Panjshir Valley in Afghanistan, I think sources of intelligence are going to dry up. I think people are going to put themselves at enormous personal risk to cooperate clandestinely with the United States or its Western allies. I think the country is probably going to be sealed up for a period of time. And sadly and predictably, I think the Taliban is going to revert to the policies that it pursued 20 years ago.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As some of America's youth enjoys the idea of American socialism, so far the experiment has given us higher gas prices, higher food prices, and 10 months of consistent inflation numbers. As the latest consumer price index numbers come out today, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News weighs in on capitalism versus socialism in America.
We did a survey and free market capitalism beat big government socialism by 59-16. That's an amazing number. And it shows you how the socialists have frankly alienated themselves from most Americans. I think what's going on is they watched Bill Clinton. He lost the Congress in 94. They watched Obama. He lost the Congress or the House in 2010. And I think deep down, all of their leadership expects to lose next year. And so they want to ram everything they can through the system before they're defeated. And if that means they defeat 30 or 40 of their marginal Democrats in the House and 3 or 4 or 5 in the Senate, that's a price they've decided is inevitable. And so they're going to try to get this stuff through. I think, however, the Ways and Means Chairman today, when he came out and talked about $3 trillion in tax increases and was very candid and said he's not going to share the details because everybody will mobilize in opposition when they see the taxes. Well, you know, that isn't going to work. All across the country, you're going to have people calling their House and Senate members and saying, I do not want you to vote yes on raising my taxes. And I don't see how they get it through the Congress.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.